Chapter 5. The Sick Sheep. In the same town as the barracks, there was a church called All Saints. One morning, at 11:30, a handsome young soldier entered it. It was Sergeant Troy. A parson came and spoke to him. Some women were sitting in the church.
"There's going to be a wedding," they said excitedly.
But after some time, the women began to whisper to each other.
"Where's the woman?" they said.
Half an hour passed and it was 12 o'clock. The parson went away. At last, Troy turned and went out of the church. As he walked past them, the women stared at him and laughed. As Troy was crossing the market square outside the church, he met Fanny, looking worried and frightened.
"Oh, Frank," she said, "I made a terrible mistake. I went to the wrong church. I waited until 11:45, and then I realised that I was in All Souls Church, not All Saints. I'm very sorry."
"You made me look very stupid," said Troy.
"But Frank, when can we get married?"
asked Fanny.
"I don't know," said Troy angrily. "I don't want that experience again quickly."
And he walked away. Boldwood had not noticed Bathsheba much before she sent him the Valentine's card. But now he saw that she was young and beautiful. And this lovely woman had sent him a Valentine with the words, "Marry me." Soon he had fallen in love with her. He was over 40, but he had never been in love before. So this was a very new and serious experience for him. Sometimes he saw Bathsheba at the market or in the fields with her sheep. But every time he went to her house to talk to her, she was out. One day, at the end of May, Boldwood went to her house again and was told she was washing her sheep. He went to the field with the sheep washing pool. It was a beautiful spring day, and the field was full of flowers. Bathsheba was at the pool with Gabriel and some of her other men. When she saw Boldwood, she started to walk away along the river, but Boldwood followed her. They reached a place where the men could not hear their conversation.
"Good morning, Miss Everdeen," said Boldwood.
Bathsheba turned around.
"Good morning," she said.
"I've come to ask you to marry me," said Boldwood. "I'm 41 years old, and I never thought that I would get married, but now I want you to be my wife. I love you."
"Mr. Boldwood, I respect you very much," said Bathsheba, "but I'm sorry, I don't love you, and I can't marry you."
"But you sent me that Valentine," said Boldwood.
"Oh, no. He thinks I'm in love with him because of that Valentine," thought Bathsheba, feeling very bad and stupid. "It was only a joke," she told him. "It was very silly of me to send it to you. Please forgive me."
"I'm much older than you," continued Boldwood, "but I promise that I'll look after you better than any man of your own age."
Bathsheba saw that Boldwood was very serious about her, and she felt sorry for him. But she also began to feel a little frightened.
"Can I talk to you about this again?" he asked.
Yes, said Bathsheba.
Can I come and see you tomorrow?
No, please give me time. I've got to think.
I'll give you as much time as you want, said Boldwood. I feel happier now, and I'll wait.
Bathsheba knew that many women would be very happy to marry Boldwood, but she was not at all in love with him, and she did not really want to get married. The next day, she went to see Gabriel. She found him working in his garden, getting ready for the sheep shearing, the time every year when the wool of the sheep is cut from their bodies.
"Did the men notice me talking to Mr. Boldwood yesterday?" she asked him.
"Yes," said Gabriel.
"What did they say about it?" asked Bathsheba.
"They're saying that you and Mr. Boldwood are going to get married," said Gabriel.
"That's very silly," said Bathsheba. "Please tell them that it's not true."
Gabriel looked surprised, but also pleased.
"All right," he said. "And I can also tell you what I think."
"What's that?" asked Bathsheba.
"You haven't acted well towards Mr. Boldwood," said Gabriel.
"I don't care what you think," said Bathsheba. "I suppose you're saying that because I didn't want to marry you."
"Not at all," said Gabriel. "I stopped thinking about that a long time ago."
"I don't think that you should play jokes on a man like Mr. Boldwood just for fun. And if you do like him, you should tell him, not send him a silly Valentine's card."
"I won't allow anybody to speak to me like that," said Bathsheba angrily. "Please leave my farm at the end of the week."
"All right," said Gabriel calmly. "But I'd like to go immediately."
"Good," said Bathsheba. "I don't want to see your face any more."
"Fine," said Gabriel, walking away.
The next Sunday, Bathsheba was just leaving the house on her way to church when some of her men came running up the path.
"What's the matter?" she asked.
"About 60 sheep have gone into a clover field," said a man. "They've eaten the clover, and now they're very sick."
Bathsheba ran quickly to the clover field. Most of the sheep were lying down.
"Pick them up one by one and put them into another field," said Bathsheba.
She watched as the men did this.
"Oh," said Bathsheba. "What shall I do?"
"There's only one way to save them,"
said the man who had spoken before.
"You've got to cut a small hole in their sides with a special knife, but it's very difficult. If you cut the hole in the wrong place, you'll kill the sheep."
"Gabriel Oak knows how to do it," said another man. "He saved two of Farmer Boldwood's sheep last week."
"Don't talk about Oak," said Bathsheba. "I will never ask for his help."
But just then, one of the sheep jumped up and fell down dead.
"All right, go and find Oak," she said to a man. "Tell him to return here immediately."
The man jumped onto a horse and rode away. Bathsheba and the other men waited. But when the man came back, Gabriel was not with him.
"Where's Oak?"
asked Bathsheba in a worried voice.
"He says he won't come unless you ask him politely," said the man.
"Oh," cried Bathsheba. "How can he treat me like that?"
Another sheep jumped up and fell down dead.
"Oh, what shall I do?"
she asked and began to cry.
Don't cry, miss, said a man. If you ask him nicely, I'm sure he'll come.
Bathsheba went inside the house and wrote a polite letter. At the end of the letter, she wrote, Don't leave me, Gabriel. Then a man took the letter to Gabriel. 15 minutes later, Gabriel arrived and Bathsheba followed him to the field with the sick sheep. He cut a hole in the skin of each one with his special knife so that air could enter their bodies. 4 sheep had died, but Gabriel saved almost 50. When he had finished his work, Bathsheba came to him.
Will you stay on the farm with me, Gabriel?
She asked, smiling happily.
Yes, I will, he replied.
And she smiled again.